It's time for the Technocast, your digital plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, your systems are offline. Molweni, igama obongekile umamele the Technocast, your digital plug.
Hey yo, this is your boy Kagiso, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
Igama Thando, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This is your boy Castro Ghana, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug. Bra, bra, bra.
Welcome back to the Technocast. On this episode, we are finding out how our network providers are using 5G to improve things for customers, one of those network providers being Vodacom. Vodacom has already launched a 5G mobile service in the small African nation of Lesotho, and is already offering 5G mobile services to its South African customers by using a network built by another African operator called Liquid Telecom. The Technocast had a brief discussion with Vodacom's Executive Head of Technology Architecture, Ryan van der Berg, about 5G and how it has improved the services provided by Vodacom and so much more.
The Technocast, the Technocast, your digital blah.
5G is the fifth generation of mobile technology. We get a new version, shall we say, of mobile technologies roughly every 10 years. Each one is designed for whatever are the current sort of applications and requirements that people will need for mobile communication. If we go back to GSM in the 90s, which was 2G, that was really designed more for sort of making voice calls and that. We got to sort of 3G, third generation in the 2000s. That was where we started to use more internet on our phones. Still the fourth generation, we started using it more for smartphones and video streaming and things like that. With the fifth generation, it's designed effectively for us to provide even higher network speeds than we can currently support on 4G, and to enable a lot more futuristic applications. It is far more spectrally efficient. In other words, the radio frequencies we use to transmit the mobile network on are more efficient. And so we effectively are able to achieve much higher speeds to everybody's phones and to whatever else is using the network. It's also provides the ability to be far more reliable. And we need that level of reliability for a lot of the sort of fourth industrial revolution kinds of technologies where you can't lose connectivity. 5G is also able to support a lot more devices than traditionally. The standard actually technically allows us to support up to 1 million devices per square kilometer, which sounds like a lot, but if we're going to smart cities and all of those things, that is the number of devices we may eventually get up to. And perhaps also importantly, it helps us support lower delays for very, very fast, quick services. And that's where we'll need those sorts of things for like e-health services or cloud-based PC services for, you know, businesses and education and all of those applications as well. So 5G is very much being more designed to improve on everything that, 4G was able to do, but it gives us the ability to tailor the connectivity for specific applications. You need a few things in order to be able to provide services like e-learning. The same thing also, by the way, would apply for e-health or even sort of e-commerce and other business services. But fundamentally, you need to be able to provide high-speed, reliable connectivity to as many people as possible. Mobile communications is fundamental for us to be able to provide the connectivity we need to everybody. As we've moved into the new normal where everybody's working from home, where people are learning from home, that need for having a very high-speed connection to everybody's home so that they can use those types of platforms like e-learning and e-health and all of those things, that connectivity becomes critical. And 5G will allow us to provide that connectivity over a large number of people who currently can't potentially access it because they just don't have access to a fixed line communication. And in some cases, 4G just simply isn't fast enough. 5G, I think, provides the ability for us to start really making a difference in pretty much everybody's lives, including obviously children and that accessing education, by giving them that a fast, high-speed, reliable connection similar to fiber. Businesses in the new normal, they obviously need good, reliable connectivity. Then you may get other more retail-style services that might be wanting to migrate into e-commerce.
With education being crucially important in South Africa, and Vodacom being one of the many network providers fully behind education being accessible to all through the educational program, the Vodacom eSchool, we then asked Ryan how will 5G help Vodacom reach more people for such programs? And also, how will it advance or benefit small businesses and entrepreneurs?
Fast, reliable connectivity. 5G will effectively act as a fiber replacement for those types of businesses if they can't get them in their area. And that will really help them just effectively adapt to the new normal, digitally transform their operations and gain access to a lot of those digital services. There's a huge amount of opportunity in 5G for innovation and entrepreneurship. Just getting people connected with 5G really opens up a world of opportunities, be able to move their operations into a digital domain.
With everything said by Ryan, the big question is, how safe is the fifth generation?
No credible scientific evidence linking 5G or mobile technologies to the spread of coronavirus or any other sort of negative impact to human health. There is an international standards body, ICNIRP, which is a bit of a mouthful, which is the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection.
That was the executive head of technology architecture from Vodacom, Ryan van der Berg, rolling out how Vodacom best chooses to use 5G. Next, we'll be having a closer look at the most talked about issue surrounding 5G. That is whether or not it is the actual cause of the outbreak of the coronavirus. Before we say our goodbyes, let's find out what the public thinks of 5G and how it works for them.
I'm not really sure what 5G is. And with regards to the connection of it to coronavirus, I don't know if it's connected or not, because corona is a virus and 5G, I'm not sure what it is. So yeah.
I think 5G is the fifth generation. 5G, that's what it stands for. Technology standard for broadband cellular networks. It's obviously like the fastest cellular network. And I don't think there's any correlation between 5G and coronavirus. I think that was a conspiracy theory and was very far-fetched.
Well, that's what the public had to say about 5G. Don't forget to join our discussions on all social media platforms. Let's meet again on the next episode, where we find out from experts and companies whether 5G is really linked to the coronavirus. I am Palesa Mugwena.
The government might have reopened the economy a bit, but the impact of level 5 lockdown is rearing its head and the picture isn't pretty.
South Africa will move from level 5 of the lockdown to level 4.
Non-compliance has sent South Africa back into lockdown level 3.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced level 2 of the lockdown.
Cabinet decided this morning that the country should now move to alert level 1.
Being under lockdown means children have increased screen time and online access. Sometimes this exposes them to online risks and dangers. Be alert and be aware of your child's online and mobile behavior. Where possible, participate in online activities with them and teach them how to protect themselves online. Safety comes first.
May God bless our beautiful country, South Africa, and protect her people. I thank you.